this March, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York announced that she would be deploying National Guard troops and state police officers into New York City subway stations. This came as a response to the city's recent increase in subway crimes, ranging from robberies to violent assaults, some even resulting in death. According to New York City Police Department data, there has been a 13.1% increase in transit crimes over the past year. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, even with the added law enforcement. Just 2 weeks ago, a shooting on the A train left one rider critically wounded, and earlier this week, a man was fatally pushed in front of an oncoming number 4 train. So has the increase of police presence really changed anything? It's impossible for law enforcement officials to be present at every corner of the transit system, and for every single rider's bag to be checked by the National Guard. Is there one solution to stop violent crimes on the subway? Mayor Eric Adams announced that the NYPD will be testing gun detectors as a potential prevention method for transit crimes involving guns. The scanners won't be placed into stations for at least another 3 months, and also won't include facial recognition technology. Although it hasn't been experiencing the same magnitude of high-profile crimes as New York City in recent months, Boston's transit system is not completely safe either. A 2023 poll showed that 70% of MBTA riders felt unsafe on transit, such as the T and buses, due to personal safety and crime-related reasons. Just last month, a man was arrested after witnesses said he attempted to drag a woman off a T station platform and into the tracks. Fortunately, a bystander intervened, and MBTA transit workers contacted the police. While there are no current MBTA crime statistics available, the MBTA reported that they saw the lowest crime rate in history for 4 continuous years, from 2016 to 2019. However, some violent crimes increased from 2018 to 2019. For example, homicides went from 0 to 3. Rape, robbery, aggravated assault, and larceny also slightly increased. So would Boston benefit from added law enforcement in their transit systems, or would they face the same dilemma that New York City is? It's something to think about as subway crimes stay prevalent in the news.